This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, September 12th, 2013. I'm Christina Thomas.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
And KUAF is supported by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a discussion with Senator John Bozeman about the issues the House and Senate will face in the upcoming session in Washington.
Plus, what's in a name? We learn why Shiloh is so popular in Springdale. Also, how simply being nice can win points.
But first, after initially voting to revoke the licenses of two school districts that allowed teachers and staff to carry firearms as security guards, the state board yesterday reversed itself. The Arkansas Board of Private Investigators and Private Security Agencies said 13 districts whose licenses had been suspended can continue the program for another 2 years. This came after Assistant Attorney General Katina Hodge warned arming school staff was not the way the law was intended.
A private security officer, which is what the employees have been registered or commissioned as, means an individual that's employed in one of two places, either by a security services contractor or by a private business, and a school district meets neither of those definitions.
But Clarksville Superintendent David Hopkins told the board he thinks it's a cost-effective way to protect children from an armed attack.
I'm just pleading with you to reinstate our license. Let us proceed with this program. Let's err on the side of caution rather than erring on the side of, you know, what attorneys or whatever might try to find little kinks in the law to try to pull out that security that we're trying to provide for our kids that we've already put in place.
Board members eventually said a 2-year reprieve would give the legislature a chance to change laws to find ways schools could employ their own staff as armed guards.
Arkansas Governor Mike Beebe says any short-term solutions to a shortfall in the state's public school health insurance program cannot exist without accompanying systemic changes. In an interview yesterday with Roby Brock of Talk Business Arkansas, Governor Beebe said that a cash infusion of $58 million could be used as a stopgap measure to prevent increases in teachers' premiums in the near term. But any solution would require action by the state legislature.
But it doesn't do any good to throw one-time money at an ongoing problem unless you're using the one-time money as a bridge to get to the long-time solution. And so there's got to be some long-time solutions. And all of them involve putting more money into the system, either state tax dollars, redistributing existing dollars, cutting some of the tax cuts and redirecting some of that money. I mean, there are all kinds of options for the legislature to consider.
While some state legislators have floated the idea of holding a special session to address the program's shortfall, Governor Beebe says a credible solution must be formulated before he will even consider calling a special session.
If you're going to have a special session, let's get everybody's heads together. Let's see if we can have a consensus, if there's a majority of the House and a majority of the Senate and my office can agree on how we can help the teachers with the problem, with the health insurance problem. If we can agree on that, then you can get in and out in 3 days. But you do all that work without charging the taxpayers all that money ahead of time. And so the meetings are going on now. I've already met with legislative leadership and others outside of leadership, and will continue to meet with any member of the General Assembly to throw out and suggest various options.
The shortfall in the insurance program exists as a result of more claims being filed, while fewer teachers are paying into the system, as more educators have chosen to use other insurance companies for coverage.
U.S. News and World Reports recently released its 2014 Best Colleges rankings, and for the fifth consecutive year, John Brown University in Silent Springs has topped the publication's list of best value regional colleges in the South. The university also ranked number 2 overall in the list of the 100 best Southern regional colleges. Dr. Chip Pollard, president of JBU, says the continued high rankings play into the school's continued success.
Well, we really appreciate third-party endorsements of the work that we're doing at the school. And so it's a measure of what others see as the quality of the education at JBU, which is, you know, translates to how parents and students think about where they'll come. So it's been an important part of our larger growth over the last 10 years.
Dr. Pollard says several factors have helped JBU stay at the top of the rankings for the past 5 years and within the top 10 list for the last decade. More than 2,500 students from 40 states and 39 countries are enrolled at JBU.
Also receiving praise by U.S. News and World Reports is the Walton College of Business at the University of Arkansas. In this year's rankings, the Walton College was again ranked 27th among public undergraduate business schools in the U.S., and the school was again tied for 47th among public and private undergraduate business schools in the country. Looking at the publication's rankings of business specialities, the Walton College was ranked 16th overall in the category of supply chain management and logistics, and 13th in the same category among public business colleges.
Yesterday, 3rd District Congressman Steve Womack and Senators Mark Pryor and John Bozeman announced a $75,000 grant for the Rogers Municipal Airport. The grant will be used to conduct a wildlife hazard assessment, which should in turn improve safety and operations at the airport.
The city of Springdale is now under a burn ban. According to the city, the ban is a result of the red flag warning issued by Washington County Fire Marshal. And because of the lack of substantial rain during the past several weeks, the ban will remain in effect until further notice. According to the U.S. Drought Monitor, nearly 63% of the state is under abnormally dry conditions, including areas in Benton, Washington, Carroll, Crawford, and Sebastian counties.
Northwest Arkansas has made another top 10 list, this time as being one of the most inexpensive cities for frugal retirees. Fayetteville ranks fourth on the list by MoneyRates.com, a marketing site providing information on bank rates, personal finance, savings accounts, and investing. According to the site, the city's cost of living is 86% of the national average.
Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance of showers, with lows from 62 in northwest Arkansas to 70 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Friday, partly sunny with highs from 82 to 89. Mostly clear tomorrow evening with overnight lows from 53 in northwest Arkansas to 62 in the Arkansas River Valley.